Welcome back to Vital Minds, everyone. This is a podcast series brought to you by the PA Foundation, the philanthropic arm of the American Academy of PAs. The PA Foundation's mission is to empower PAs to improve health through philanthropy and service. We are connecting the most vital issues in clinical care with the top minds facing them every day. I'm James Millward, a PA myself, and your host for Vital Minds. It's flu season, and as we all know, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends a yearly flu vaccination as the first and most important step in protecting against the flu. The flu vaccination can reduce flu illness, healthcare provider visits, and missed work and school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. But we all know patients can be very hesitant to getting this shot. With me today is Don Solomini, PAC, MHA, and Distinguished Fellow of the AAPA. Don is the Director of Academic Education at the Murphy Deming College of Health Sciences at Mary Baldwin University. He is also our expert on the flu. As a member of the CDC Advisory Council on Immunization Practice, working with the Childhood and Adolescent Immunization and General Recommendations Work Groups, Don is especially in tune with the details we as healthcare providers should be aware of when it comes to flu prevention. He is also the only PA serving in these work groups. Don, thank you for being here with us today and bringing your expertise to this very timely topic.
Appreciate the opportunity, James. Thanks for having me.
Now, Don, we're going to be discussing older adult flu, the flu in our older adult populations, and the risks it poses to seniors. But let's start with your interest in immunization. What led you to specialize in immunization and get involved in the work you're doing with the CDC?
I guess you could say that my interest in immunizations began out of necessity. During my 25 years in clinical life, I was in pediatrics and neonatology, and it became a requirement to understand to be able to explain immunizations. As far as the CDC, that was serendipity. I had worked with AAPA before, and they knew I was in pediatrics. So when the previous PA who had been on the work groups left, they called and asked if I would be interested. And it was hard to turn down.
That definitely makes sense. Now, shifting to older adults, what have you found that is making it so important for people over the age of 65 to get a flu shot?
There are several factors. Probably most importantly is that many elderly people carry comorbid diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, COPD, that give them more risk for serious illness and serious, potentially fatal side effects.
That makes sense a lot. Now, do you find this population fairly resistant to getting the flu shot?
No, I guess I really haven't. In my present clinical job, I see a lot of elderly people, and I find that if you explain it to them reasonably, they're mostly not resistant to doing it. The population of people over 65 is actually very interested and able and have the higher percentage than some of the general populations for getting their immunizations accomplished.
Very good. That's good to hear. Now, we know as healthcare providers, there definitely is this link between kind of older adult flu and infant flu as they kind of hit in cycles. Can you expand a little bit on that for us?
Yes, both the young and old are definitely at higher risk, and for somewhat similar reasons. The elderly have an immune system which has been working for X number of years and doesn't work as efficiently. So when they become ill, they don't have the ability to mount a response to any illness, viral or bacterial. A child, on the other end of the spectrum, his immune system is not as mature and doesn't respond as well. So they have the side effects of being young and little. And sometimes it's simply the fact that, and I use this analogy in my classroom all the time, that their pipes are smaller, so it doesn't take as much inflammation and infection to occlude them and give them a lot more respiratory symptoms from the flu, for example.
Now, in your communication with patients, do you find it valuable to kind of relay that to your older adults, the link between their illness and potentially catching things from younger children or sharing them vice versa across the generation gap there?
That's often actually a very good argument when talking to the elderly, and actually when talking to parents with young children as well. If you remind them that they're going to be in contact with grandchildren or other people in the facility where they may live, and the possibility that they spreading disease to a grandchildren is often a good argument. And the converse is true. If you explain to parents that it helps their elderly people in their household or grandparents not to get ill if their children get immunized, it's a good argument to use on both sides.
Interesting to think about, especially with holidays and things like that coming up, where our older adult patients obviously don't want to give the flu to young family members, but should obviously be considering that they have an increased risk of catching the flu when they're around youngsters, especially around these times when with all the germs going around. Now, as PAs, what's the most effective way that you found as a PA to address this kind of topic and discuss this with your patients?
You know, I try to find an analogy that works based on the patient I'm talking to. You know, you have to very clearly define and understand your patient population. Health literacy, if we could accomplish that at all levels, would greatly increase, you know, healthcare in this country all around. But if I have a gentleman sitting in front of me who's a mechanic, I, you know, try to relate the fact that this is preventive maintenance, just like you do preventive maintenance on your car, a plumber the same way. So those kind of analogies that you can use to have it relate to their own life usually kind of makes the point stick at home a little better.
That makes sense. Now, what about the patients who get the flu shot but not at our clinics? Often there's local clinics, local pharmacies, and stores. Do you find many of your patients going to those type of outlets as opposed to getting them in the office with you?
Many people, you know, use their local pharmacies because they do very good marketing to that population to say the flu shot's here and it's free. Medicaid, original Medicare pays for the flu shot. ACA pays for flu shots if you have ACA as an insurance and it doesn't cost anything. So reinforcing that to them that, hey, you've got to pick up your prescription medicine anyway, just get the flu shot while you're there is a very effective way to get more of the population immunized.
That's a great point. In addition to all the healthcare providers that we have in the exam room, pharmacists are a great source for patients to learn more about the benefits of getting a flu vaccine. Now, I recently talked with Adam Welch, PharmD, about pharmacists' interaction with older adults, and here's what he had to say. When counseling older adult patients about their medications, would you recommend pharmacists use that as an opportunity to talk to them about getting their flu shot?
Pharmacists should and really are collecting and assessing information about flu vaccines and really other vaccines. And if you think about it, the reach of community pharmacies in this country is really incredible. There are over 61,000 community pharmacies in the U.S. And for perspective, that's a community pharmacy within 5 miles of about 90% of the U.S. population. That access is probably contributing to the fact that 25% of adults are getting the flu shot in the pharmacy. And what pharmacists are finding is that for every patient who comes in requesting a flu shot, they need an additional 1.45 other vaccines. So it's a great opportunity to engage in a conversation about all vaccine needs, including influenza needs.
And what do you say to patients who are wondering which flu vaccine they should be getting?
Well, I think a lot of patients don't realize that they have options. You know, with a dozen or so flu vaccines on the market, they just don't simply think about different brands and how one particular brand of flu vaccine may be more effective because of me as a patient being over 65 years of age, for example. Couple that with the idea that many pharmacists will supply their vaccine inventory well in advance of flu season. Patients need to engage in conversation with their pharmacist and ask them, hey, I'm over 65. You know, I heard there's another vaccine that may be more effective for me. Can you get that in? Can you order that for me? So while most pharmacists order their products before the flu season begins, there are still opportunities for ordering products throughout the flu season and based on that patient need. So engaging in that conversation is important with the pharmacist and the patient.
Now, Don, let's explore that for a moment. How do you think the older adult patients can utilize the pharmacist's expertise to navigate the flu vaccination process effectively?
We all rely on other healthcare practitioners. Pharmacists are a great example. We all have stories where the pharmacist has caught a prescription error or advised us on an allergy we were not aware of. We need to enlist their expertise to support this process of getting elderly immunized for all their vaccines, and the relationship that an individual will have with a pharmacist can be very helpful with that.
Yeah, definitely. Now, finally, for the PA students listening in, can you draw from your experience and expertise in immunization to give a single piece of advice on flu prevention and how we relay that to our older adult population?
Personally, I think it goes back to health literacy and making all of our patients understand the benefits of many of the things we do, and vaccines are just one of them, that the benefit for them and for any of their contacts and for the community as a whole is something that we have to be able to communicate well to our patients.
Communication definitely key for this one. Definitely as we see the hesitance and the resistance of the flu shot going away, I think information and communicating that effectively is going to be one of the most important things, definitely. Now, thank you, Don. This has been a great conversation. Now, for everyone listening, be sure to visit the PA Foundation website and look for the Be Fluent program for more information on older adult flu prevention, including fact sheets, a patient conversation guide, and even a downloadable vaccine reminder card for patients. Be Fluent is a partnership of the PA Foundation, the American Pharmacists Association, the American Nurse Practitioners Foundation, and Securus. While you're on the PA Foundation website, catch up on any Vital Minds episodes you may have missed. That's at pa-foundation.org. Support for this episode of Vital Minds is provided by Securus, a major contributor to the prevention of influenza globally. Until next time, everyone, I'm James Millward, and this is Vital Minds.